He tried to impose martial law and now has been sentenced to life in prison. South Korea's Seoul Central District Court handed former President Yoon Suk-yeol a life term on the 19th of February after finding him guilty of abuse of authority and masterminding an insurrection. The charges stem from what happened in December 2024 when Yoon declared emergency martial law, a move that would have placed the military in control and suspended parts of civilian rule. Prosecutors said the order was unconstitutional and illegal. According to the indictment, troops were ordered to storm the National Assembly, drag out political opponents and detain them. Soldiers and police were also dispatched to block and control access to opposition facilities. The martial law lasted just 6 hours, as lawmakers forced their way into parliament and voted it down. Prosecutors initially sought the death penalty for Yoon, the maximum sentence under the law for insurrection. South Korea hasn't carried out an execution since 1997, but the charge alone signals how seriously the court viewed the case. Yoon has denied any wrongdoing. He argued that he had the constitutional authority to declare martial law and said he was trying to warn the public about what he described as obstruction by opposition parties. Yoon is expected to appeal.